Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 50 Things, To See with a Telescope, Kids a Constellation. Focused Approach by John A. Reed is a children-focused astronomy guide that introduces young readers to practical stargazing. Through Constellations, published as a colorful companion to the broader 50 Things to See with a Small Telescope line, that is designed for beginners who may be using a small telescope or binoculars for the first time, rather than presenting astronomy as a list of facts about space. The book organizes observation around recognizable regions of the night sky, helping children connect constellations with visible deep sky objects such as star clusters, nebulae, and galaxies. Its purpose is both educational and practical. It teaches what to look for, where to look, and what an object may realistically resemble through modest equipment. The book is especially suited to children around elementary and middle school ages, while remaining useful for parents, teachers, and family stargazing sessions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, constellations serve as the organizing map for young observers. A central feature of the book is its constellation-focused structure. Many beginner astronomy guides introduce the moon, planets, or famous objects in isolation, but this book uses constellations as the framework for finding targets. That choice is important for children because constellations are among the first sky patterns they can learn without advanced equipment. By linking individual objects to a larger visible pattern, the guide gives young observers a practical mental map rather than a disconnected checklist. This approach also reflects how real amateur astronomers navigate the sky. They identify a familiar constellation, then use it as a reference point to locate fainter objects nearby. For children, this reduces frustration because the search begins with something recognizable. It also helps them understand that astronomy is partly a skill of orientation, not only a subject of memorization. The constellation-based method, therefore, turns stargazing into a sequence of achievable steps: learn the pattern, locate the region, then examine the selected object through binoculars or a small telescope. Secondly, telescope view illustrations set realistic expectations at the eyepiece. One of the most practical elements of the book is its use of telescope view illustrations that show how celestial objects may appear through small telescopes or binoculars. This matters because many children first encounter astronomy through highly processed photographs from space telescopes, observatories, or media sources. When they look through a modest backyard instrument, galaxies and nebulae often appear faint, gray, or subtle rather than bright and detailed. By presenting visual expectations in advance, the book helps prevent disappointment and teaches a more accurate form of observation. The illustrations also support pattern recognition. A beginner can compare what is seen in the eyepiece with a simplified representation, making it easier to confirm that the correct object has been found. This is especially valuable for star clusters and faint nebulae, where the difference between success and uncertainty can be small. The visual format makes the book less dependent on technical explanation and more accessible to children who learn by matching shapes, positions, and brightness. Thirdly, the selected objects broaden astronomy beyond the moon and planets. The book stands out by guiding children toward a range of objects beyond the most familiar targets. Beginner telescope use often begins with the moon, Saturn, Jupiter, or bright stars, but this guide includes galaxies, nebulae, and star clusters associated with constellations. That selection expands the intellectual scope of early astronomy education. A child is not only seeing nearby solar system bodies, but also learning that the night sky contains stellar nurseries, dense groupings of stars, and distant systems outside the Milky Way. The value is not in delivering advanced astrophysics, but in showing that the sky has layers of depth and variety. Observing a star cluster teaches that stars can appear in physical groupings. Looking for a nebula introduces the idea of diffuse clouds in space. Seeking a galaxy suggests the scale of the universe beyond individual stars. The book, therefore, uses simple observation targets to introduce large astronomical categories in a concrete, age-appropriate way, making abstract space concepts more tangible. Fourthly, the guide supports shared learning between children and adults. Although written for young readers, the book is also structured in a way that supports parents, teachers, and informal astronomy mentors. Children often need help setting up a telescope, choosing a safe observing location, and interpreting what they see. A concise guide with clear visual cues allows adults without deep astronomy experience to participate confidently. This shared usability is one reason the book can function as both a child-readable reference and a family activity guide. Its emphasis on small telescopes and binoculars also keeps the required equipment realistic for households, schools, clubs, and libraries. Instead of assuming access to advanced mounts, large apertures, or complex star charts, it works within the limits of common beginner tools. That makes the learning process less intimidating for adults as well as children. The book also encourages observation as a repeatable practice. families can return to different constellations across seasons, gradually building sky familiarity rather than trying to master the entire night sky at once. Lastly, its beginner-friendly design balances accessibility with observational discipline. The book simplifies astronomy for children without reducing it to passive entertainment. Its colorful layout and visual guidance make it approachable, but the act of using it still requires careful looking, comparison, and patience. This balance is important because observational astronomy depends on disciplined attention. Objects may be faint, weather may interfere, and orientation can be difficult. By giving children manageable targets and clear expectations, the guide introduces the habits of real observing while avoiding excessive technical complexity. The book does not appear to focus on detailed telescope mechanics, mathematical astronomy, or advanced astrophysical explanations. Its strength is narrower and more practical. It teaches how to begin seeing the sky through an instrument and how to relate what is seen to recognizable constellations. That limitation is also part of its usefulness. It does not overwhelm beginners with too much theory before they have built confidence. Instead, it provides a first working vocabulary of objects, sky regions, and visual appearances, which can later support more advanced star atlases or astronomy texts. In conclusion, 50 Things to See with a Telescope Kids is best suited for children who are beginning to explore the night sky, especially those with access to binoculars or a small telescope. It is also useful for parents, teachers, librarians, and youth astronomy leaders who need a clear, low-barrier guide for shared observing. The practical benefit is that it helps beginners move from simply owning an optical instrument to actually finding objects in the sky. It teaches orientation through constellations, builds realistic expectations through telescope view illustrations, and introduces deep sky categories in a way that children can connect to direct experience. Intellectually, the book helps readers understand that the night sky is not only a background of stars, but a structured field containing clusters, nebulae, galaxies, and recognizable seasonal patterns. Compared with many children astronomy books that emphasize facts, photographs, or general wonder, this one stands out as an observing guide. Compared with more technical beginner manuals, it is more accessible and visually directed. Its distinctive position lies in combining child-friendly presentation with practical sky navigation. It is not a comprehensive astronomy textbook, but it is a strong first field companion for young stargazers who need guidance that matches what they can realistically see. If you would like to support John A. Reed, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.